Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight. Wonder if anybody's going to call in. Well, let's do this thing.
It's Rated G Radio, and this is your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome to Tarot Tuesday. This is Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and tonight, for the next hour, we're going to take your calls. And Tarot and Jeff will be joining us in just a couple of moments. He is on his way to the studio as we speak. But in the meantime, before we get started with that, I always like to give a little bit of a disclaimer, or I say disclaimer. I'm going to call it that anyway, the little disclaimer for Tarot Tuesday. So it's our little, before we get into the fun of it all, just to remember that, this is what it's about. It's a night of fun. So Tarot Tuesdays, what's in the cards for you? A tarot reading is like a map describing how the road ahead may appear at this moment in time. It is not set in stone. It does not tell you what you have to do. Your choices are always up to you. If you shift your path, the road ahead will likely also shift. It is also possible that a curve appears up ahead that was not visible at the moment of the reading. Energy is always changeable. A reading by a well-experienced reader, like Tarot Jeff, offers guidance for making wise choices based on the lay of the cards. Keep in mind, folks, tonight's show is for entertainment purposes only, which means you must be at least 18 years of age or older to call in. A tarot reading is never a substitute for medical, psychological, financial, or legal counseling. The information provided in a tarot reading is not legally binding. Can you believe it? You agree to take full responsibility and to bear all liability for your interactions with the advisor and the results thereof. So that is our only little disclaimer for the evening. Now we can get ready and have lots and lots of fun. So welcoming back to Tarot Tuesdays is Tarot Jeff. Tarot Jeff, how are you tonight?
My friend, Garrett, I'm doing really, really well. How are you?
I'm excited for Tuesday. We have got a whole lineup of callers tonight. At least at present, we might be able to call this a generous five-minute reading, so just take that for what it's worth, both callers and Tarot Jeff. But we've got, six, seven, eight people lined up already, so we're going to have a fantastic show tonight. So I'm looking forward to tonight's show. I'm also looking forward to see you and your lovely wife, Jill, tomorrow I'm going to call it the gem shop, but wherever we're going, I've got it on my GPS.
Right.
Cool.
Right. We're gonna go. We're gonna go find some crystals for Garrett.
I think so. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. It'll be exciting. It's always
not
it's
as
always
exciting as tonight's
us.
Show and tonight's callers, though.
Yeah. So, but of course, Garrett, what do we do first?
We're gonna get to draw my card first. Now
your card first. See how excited you get.
I'm so excited. Now, for everybody who's new to the show, because we've got some people who may have listened before, but I don't think they've called in before. If you are listening and don't want to call in, that's okay. At the end of the show, Jeff pulls a card that is for everybody, and will share the card with us at the end of the show. And then we'll also paste and clip and Photoshop or do whatever he needs to get that card up on Facebook tomorrow and give you a little bit of insight on what the card means as well. So if you hear it tonight but then want to see what the card looks like, you can do that tomorrow. Make sure to like the Tarot Jeff fan page on Facebook. The link is on the show page. So with that, Jeff, I'm ready for my magical card.
You know, Garrett, this card could actually represent what's going on tomorrow. But I think that there's more to it than that. You got the Chariot. This is a major arcana. For those who are new to the tarot, the concept of tarot cards, the deck itself is 78 cards. They are divided into two sections. One is called the major arcana, and the other is called the minor arcana. The major arcana, these are the important cards. These are the big ones. These are the ones that if you get one of these in your reading, you got to pay attention to that one over and above almost all the other cards. So, Garrett, your single card for the week is the Chariot card, number 7 in the major arcana.
Cool.
Yeah, represents physical motion, geography, represents home or work location changes. I'm not going to read this as a home change for you, but you might find yourself working in a different location, different geography. So that could apply to tomorrow. We're getting you to a new location that you've never been to before, and it'll be significant for you. But this is for the whole week, so a little travel on your part is good. What I like about the Chariot card, it represents not just the fact that there will probably be movement here. It represents that it's movement controlled by you. You are making the decision as where you want to go, geographically speaking. The Chariot card can be a bigger meaning than just geography, but from my experience over the last 20 years, the Chariot, it really is more about physical movement, more about the geography of your physical self than anything else. Now, it could be a big movement of philosophy or change of your way of thinking, something like that. But I don't feel that. I don't sense that with you tonight. I just think that you need to kind of watch where you are and where you're going to be over the next week. So that's Garrett's card for this evening, the Chariot.
You know, we talk about this every single week, Jeff, and I really probably should go back and like trace the history of the cards that you pull each week, because again, it's you pull it just at random before each show, and it just seems like every single week there is something that really hits home with the card and your reading for me on that. So that was really kind of fun and strange. And I'll talk to you tomorrow because I won't tell you tonight over the air and bore everybody because they want to get to their calls. But it's strangely appropriate. So there you go. Okay.
So you know what we say about the cards is we say the cards will out. And so sometimes, even as a reader, I'm going by the cards, but I'm going by intuition. I want everybody to know this. There's a lot of intuition that goes into this. I'm also going by experience. I say that I've been doing the cards for over 20 years or around 20 years. But I've been doing readings and consultations and what I call a path of service for pretty much all of my life. And so about 40 years now of adulthood, legally, I'm an adult. I don't know how I behave. But when we do these things, when we talk about the cards will out, sometimes I don't have a hit. Sometimes I just don't have a clear hit as to what the cards mean. But if you just listen to what the cards mean in general and follow that as kind of your pattern, and again, everybody, you heard the disclaimer. We want to keep sure, keep honest about this stuff. But following the philosophy of the card, the guidance of the card, pretty much just listen to what the meanings are, and you can do your own interpretations on yourself as well. So that's what I got tonight, a little disclaimer. We had a question last week or the week before about what card deck I use. That's the Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot. If you go to the Facebook page, Tara Jeff Facebook page, you'll see that post there, and I've actually got a link to it to the Amazon site where you can buy a deck of these cards yourself. It's a good way to enter into the tarot system and to kind of educate yourself that way through a good deck that's fairly traditional but has been updated nicely. So that's what I've got for everybody tonight.
There we go. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you that I'm gonna ask you to kind of bear with me for just about 2 seconds here. It looks like we may have a programming challenge tonight. I say programming challenge because I'm trying to go in and edit the show right as we're talking tonight, and that for some reason, Jeff.
Yes.
And once it starts, I can't really change it. We may have a short show tonight. The show is going to self-destruct at the 15-minute mark tonight. This is a user error. That would mean the programmer for the show. That would be me. When I program this particular and I'm trying to go in and edit it right as we're talking right now, I don't think it's going to let me do that. So with that, I apologize to everybody in advance, but let's get at least let's see if we can maybe do some speed tarot reading tonight.
We'll do a couple of them really, really fast tonight then.
There we go.
We're going to do We're going to do maybe one card, 1 minute. How's that sound for everybody?
There we go. Let's do that. So I'm going to bring Andy on first. And, Andy, you are live with Tarot Jeff.
Hi. Thank you for taking
Andy.
My call. I'll try to be very quick.
Okay. What's going on? Have you got a question?
Actually, I'm just kind of curious. There are a lot of things going on in a lot of different arenas. So just wondering if you can pull up kind of what the thing is I'm supposed to know here going
okay.
into a period probably of a lot of change.
All right. Period of a lot of change. You, Andy, you got the Ace of Cups. Aces represent new beginnings. The Cups represents your emotions. So you're going into a point of time where you're going to have to look at things and you're going to have to say, how do I really feel about this? Am I following old paths, old habits, or is there something new about myself that I need to express? Am I expressing my true emotions? And so, Andy, what I want to make sure that you do is check in and say, okay, am I just responding? Am I just reacting? Is this habitual? Or what is my truth? Who am I now? And kind of ask yourself that question so that you don't react the way you always reacted to people. If there's any passive-aggressive ruts that you're in, get out of them. Find your new groove. Find what's really working for you. Find what sounds right, what feels right. This is a big question, and I want to make sure that you really understand what's going to happen here. Is based on you and your desires, your heart's desire. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm fudging around here with the studio here, trying to play around. We're going to try it. I'm in a different screen real quick trying to get this fixed. So we're going to see if we might be able to fake the system just a tiny little bit here. And you can tell I'm stalling, so I'm waiting for it to get back into my studio screen so I can actually press the button to get to the next caller. So my apologies here. Jeff, as we wait for that, anything else exciting and fun going on in your world? I know Saturday we went to the Costa Mesa. Do they call it the Gem Show here?
Yeah.
Or... So what did you think about that? I thought it was really interesting.
It's a fun show to do. For those that don't know, my partner, wife, Jill, used to own a store, and I was co-owner of it. We had the store. It was called the Quintessence out in Crystal Lake, Illinois. That store is now Evolve. Evolve is celebrating their third anniversary today as a rededicated entity. But the store has been around since 1999. In some form, and we had a really, really good time. Jill is an excellent crystal. She selects crystals highest quality that can be found. The show that we went to, that you accompanied us on, is kind of a mass show, and so there's an awful lot of stuff out there it's interesting, but it's not necessarily special. And so we were able to introduce you to some of the suppliers that we use still that have really, really high-quality items. And I know you got to be friends with Sean at Dynamic and some of those places. It's interesting because of the economy, but also because of the way politics is, because sometimes that influences things. I know a number of years ago things were coming out of Afghanistan, and then all of a sudden they weren't because of the war increased, the war activities increased there. So sometimes there's artificial rarity to stones. Stones that could be very, very plentiful, but they just can't be moved geographically, and so they become rare in certain situations. Now, one thing we noticed was how rare quartz spheres are, and that took us by surprise. So if you've got a crystal ball, hang on to it. don't get rid of that puppy. It's a little bit rare to find a crystal ball at this point in time, literally a crystal ball. So there's that. But I enjoyed the show. I always enjoy being around rocks and minerals and the people that sell them. It was a fun show. Fun.
And so I will tell you, I did come away, and by the way, thank you for the stalling on that, Jeff. That was exactly what mm-hmm. I needed. I had the fine folks at Blog Talk Radio help me, so we have now got this set, so we're back for an hour. So everybody who's on hold, right. Now fear not, because now we can get to it. And I
okay.
need to say big thank you to Kathy at Blog Talk, if you're tuning in, because sometimes she does. You are awesome. Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, we're giving her a big thumbs up.
Let's do a quick card for Kathy. Kathy got the Eight of Swords today. So growth, expansion, opportunity. The time for making priorities, Kathy. You've got the Eight of Swords. It's all about thinking. It's all about logic. Your brain is good, my friend. So that's what the Eight says. So it talks about good brain.
Well, and I think that's perfect for Kathy because she stepped in and got this fixed up in the nick of time. Because we had like 30 seconds left, and internally in my ear it keeps going, 30 seconds, and I'm like, holy cow. And so anyway, big thanks. Okay, now we can get, okay, everybody take a big deep breath and sit back. Okay, now we can have our long-winded 5 minutes per person, so thank you very much. Our next caller is going to be Keisha. Keisha, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Thanks for being so patient and waiting.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Keisha?
I'm good.
Good. So what's on your mind today?
My question is, what did you see coming up for my love life?
Well, that's interesting because I said what's on your mind, and a lot of times we say mind and we're talking, especially in America, when we say the word mind, we're talking about our brains and our logic and how we think. And the mind really is the heart and the brain, the emotions and the logic, working in concert, or we hope that they are. Oftentimes we're of two different things. Our heart wants one thing and our brain says, no, we got to do something more logical. Now, your question is very specific. What about your love life? What about romance? What about your emotional state? And as people come up on the call, Keisha, what we do is I pull the cards as you're coming up. So I don't even know your comment or your question until you actually say it, but the cards are already laid down. So what you got was really, really interesting to me because I almost could have said that you were going to talk about romance. You have the Seven of Cups. You have the Ten of Cups. Now, those are the first two cards. And as we were talking to Andy a little earlier, she had the Ace of Cups. Cups is about your emotions. Cups is about your heart. What is your heart's desire? Now, Keisha, you want to know about your romance, your love life. My question to you is, what do you want? Because that's what these cards represent. The Seven of Cups is literally it's a picture of seven cups out in the clouds, kind of in the dream state. They each have something different in them. Some things are... there's a laurel leaf in there. There's gems in another one. There's just these different things that could be treasures, or they could be maybe not a treasure. There's a snake in one of them. What we're looking at, though, is there's a flip side to everything, good and not so good. And the person in the card is looking out, and they get to select what they want. So their manifesting technique is really what's key. And so my question to you, and I'm not asking you the question so that you can answer it, you have to answer it internally and to yourself, right? You have to say, this is what I want. I want this in a relationship. But it goes deeper than that, Keisha. You have to understand in yourself, in your heart, that you're worthy of getting what you want. If you feel that you're not worthy, then you have to ask yourself that question. Why not? What am I lacking? And then you have to work on that part of it. But still, what do you want? And don't take anything less. So the field right now is open. And I mean, open, it's a field that you can put into it what you want. You can get out of it what you want. And the reason I'm so confident about that is because the Seven of Cups, followed up by the Ten of Cups, Tens represents completion, endings, beginnings, so new beginnings. So what might be happening is you might be concluding an old relationship, or you may have recently concluded that old relationship. You may be in the middle of it all, and now you're ready to begin something brand new. Now, relationships are just that, relating. It's not all kissy-huggy, right? It's not all the smoochy stuff and the low lights and the romantic movies and glass of wine. It's relating to each other. It's communication. It's communing. And so are you yourself prepared to go into a relating situation where you relate to the other person, where you're on the same wavelength, bearing in mind that that comes back to you in the same way? the vibe has to go back and forth. Otherwise, it's just you kind of as a slave to somebody, and you don't want that. You, frankly, you probably had a little bit of that in the past, right?
Right.
You just don't need that anymore. You don't need to be the one that's always propelling the relationship. So the last card that you got here today, tonight, is a Six of Pentacles. Pentacles represents your physical self, how you are in the physical world. Sixes represent peace. They represent reconciliation. They represent a restabilization of things. So as your life is restabilizing from whatever you just came through, Keisha, and buy it. You know, own what you came through, but don't fear it. History is not destiny, all right? So whatever just happened, you're done with that, and you're past that, and you're moving on, okay? And I mean it. You're moving on, okay, kiddo?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're worthy of moving on. You're worthy of getting on with your life. What is your heart's desire, Keisha? Answer that question internally. Begin to move forward from that point. Start where you are. I see you, to be very specific to your question, I see you having a very, very interesting relationship coming up. Now, again, those require work, effort, commitment. And a lot of times we joke that the man is afraid of the commitment word. In this case, I think you're a little shy of it right now. But ultimately, you're going to get over that. You're going to find out what's going on inside yourself and be able to express it to somebody else who's probably been in a similar situation as you have. So that's what I see for you tonight, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Keisha, for the call.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Keisha. Okay, and our next caller is Charlene. Charlene, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi. How you doing, Tarot Jeff?
Good. How are you, Charlene?
Fine. My question is similar to the last call. I'd like to know what do you see coming up as far as love.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. You're probably hoping that you get the same exact cards. But we got some different cards for you. It's similar in a way to what Keisha's experiencing. I think you've been through some stuff recently, and you kind of want to get away from that feeling of the stuff that you've been through, but it's sort of hanging on. And so what I'm going to recommend for you ultimately is that you got to get up, you got to get out, you got to get moving around, and I mean that quite literally. That I want you to just be out walking someplace. Be out. Where are you calling from tonight?
New York City.
New York City. Okay. So this time of year, it's a little tough to get out and walk around when you're in the winter time in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still, it's going to be worth your while to get out at least once a day. Walk around a little bit, get around the block, walk down, I don't know if you got a Starbucks nearby, whatever. Just get some motion in your life. Now, here's the reason that I say that. Your very first card is the Six of Wands. Sixes, again, representing peace, restabilization, reconciliation. But this is the Wand. So this is about your personal energy. So this is you restabilizing your energy. And again, the best way to do that is through motion, through physical motion. The best way to reconcile with yourself is to get out and take a long walk by yourself so you got nothing going on. TV's turned off. Stay off the phone while you're walking around. Take the headphones off your iPod. Just be with yourself. And I think that this is going to be probably the best thing in the world for you at this point in time, is to kind of be with yourself a little bit so that you can get past some of the... I think you're beating yourself up over something, to be honest with you, and I think you need to get over that. Now, the Ten of Wands comes up, and this is about, again, tens are endings and beginnings. The cycle is completed. You've gone through something, and now you get to kind of get out of that and move into something new. And the wands, again, are about your personal energy. So do that. Really, just get up and move. Just be out of the place that you always sit in. And, you know, I mean, even at work, if you get a chance to take a break, if you got a 15-minute break, just get up and walk around a little bit without anybody else around you. Just get out of your familiar surroundings. This is really going to benefit you. Now, part of it, the reason that it's going to benefit you on the romance front is you're going to be able to see new faces. There's no romance in the people that you already know, okay? There's nothing new happening there. You got to get out. You got to be a new person yourself and meet new people. And that's a big, big thing for you because I think you're still trying to reap a harvest from the field that's already been plowed under. if I can stretch a metaphor there. Now, your third card tonight is a very, very strong one. This is a very, very deep card. It's not a positive or negative card. It is a major arcana. It is the moon. And the moon is about spiritual insight. It is about strong yin energy. It's about reflecting light into dark areas. So that's the moon. But it's you. It's who you have been in the past, strong yin energy. It's who you can be again in the future. When you stop doubting yourself, because I think you are. I think you're doubting your validity. I think you're doubting your place on the planet right now. And again, this physical motion, it's going to get you moving. It's going to get you active. It's going to get you in different places, different faces, a different point of view, a different perspective. And you're going to start to gain that strong yin energy again. You're going to replenish it. It's not gone. It's just been kind of subdued for a little while. And now you get to replenish that. Now you get to be that strong feminine being again. And at that point in time, romance begins to enter into your life again. All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So Thank you so much.
It's a path for you. It's a path for you, and you've got to follow it. Okay, but like I say, right now, all of the old faces, they're not doing it for you, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Keep us posted, Charlene. Thanks for the call tonight. And let's see. Oh, the phone lines have just started lighting up all over the place. Okay, so here we go. Our next caller is, and I'll kind of give you the roadmap here. Our next caller is James, then we have Tara, Suzanne, and Kimberly, and I've still got a couple more calls after that to screen. So without further ado, James, you are next with Tara and Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Hi, James.
Hi. My question is very similar. It's a relationship question. I'm very interested in someone, and so I'm just wondering what you see about that.
Okay. Interested in someone specific. So how long have you been interested in this person?
For about 3 months now, three months.
Okay. And there's been some good communication going on there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good. Here's what I see for you. I see the Nine of Cups. You've got all cups. This is a relationship. This is a heartfelt night, ladies and gentlemen. And the Nine of Cups comes up, and this is a very happy person sitting in front of nine cups. They've completed something. There's some magic going on. Something that has begun is feeling right. They're ready to move forward at this point in time. Cups, again, represents your emotions, your heart. James, the Five of Cups is your second card, so that almost seems like a step backward if we were to just do a strict numerological reading. But in fact, I like the fact that we go back to the Five of Cups. The picture itself isn't necessarily a very happy picture, but in general, fives represent travel, movement, change. So what I see here is I see a change in the emotional pattern that you're in. And so I like the fact that things are a certain way now, and then there's going to be this shift, this change. Now, it might be a little difficult to get through this transformation, James, and I want you to be really, really on top of that. You don't want to cling. You don't want to grab. You don't want to grasp. You want to go through this change easily. and this transformation easily, because it's a lot about you. It's a lot about how you're going to transform as well. And ultimately, you have the Ace of Cups as your third card. So we go 9-5 Ace to the Cups, and Aces, existing potential, brand new beginnings. And here's what I see. I see that this relationship, this person that you're interested in, is very possibly interested in something new, something a little bit different, something a little bit more than what you guys have got going on right now. Now, you've got to be a little careful with these things, because there's that Five of Cups there, and so that transformation may transform you apart as well as bring you closer together. But it's not really what I see here. It's not my sense of things. My sense of things is that you're going to have to step back, the two of you, re-examine where you want to go, where you are right now, where do you want to go to. Are you going to take it to a different level? Are you going to step it back for a little bit? There's reasons for stepping it back, I think. And yet, you don't want to I don't think the reasons mean that you step back for a long period of time. I think the reasons are there to kind of guide you, to kind of inform you and say, is this what you really, really want? And not just for you, James, but for both of you. Is this what we both really, really want? And to examine it and then say yes to that. And then you come back and that Ace of Cups comes into play and you begin to connect in a new way at that point in time. Does that make some sense to you?
Absolutely it does. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
So, yeah, I think, I think the way the relationship is now, it's probably a little bit stagnant. And so shifting it up a little bit is the way to breathe some new life into it. I think sometimes we get stuck in a corner with a situation, and the only way to get out of the corner is to both people back up, and then you can find the right way, the right path for yourselves. Okay?
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank
you. Thanks, James, for your call.
Have fun with that relationship, James.
Oh, sure will. Thank you.
Okay, and I think we lost Tara, but let's get to Suzanne next. Suzanne, you're live with Tara Jaff.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. I was going to ask about a relationship question. I've liked somebody for a long time. They seem to be ignoring me now. What do you see with all of this?
Oh, you know what? Your very first card comes up, and it's the Three of Swords. And the Three of Swords, when it comes up in a relationship, that's always a little bit of an issue, because swords is about brain power and logic and all of this. And threes are about progress and beauty and things becoming realistic. So when we're thinking about something and we want it to become real, it's a good thing for the Three of Swords to come up. What I see, though, when I look at the Three of Swords, the picture is of a heart with three swords in it. The backdrop is gray skies and rain. So when we're talking about a relationship issue, Suzanne, this is tough, because sometimes what happens is people start to think about a relationship more than they start to feel the relationship. And thinking is good. Bring thinking into it. Bring your brain into it. You got to be smart about who you're hanging around with. You got to evaluate certain situations. But in love and relationships like this, partnerships, there's got to be a good emotional quality. Now, what's happening to you is, did you say that they're ignoring you?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're thinking about something way too much. And it may be that they're not ignoring you. It may be that they're thinking about something else way too much, and then things got out of hand, in the sense that too much time has passed and now they feel guilty or they have some I'm going to say they're being a bit boneheaded about something right now, okay? My sense of them is they're just kind of being a bonehead, kind of being a dumbbell about something that they just need to let their ego go. Just apologize, just be a little bit humble about things and get back on track. Now, that's the very first card. The second card that you get here, Suzanne, is this, the Two of Cups. Twos represent duality. They represent polarization. They represent opposing forces. Sometimes it means that these opposing forces regain their balance and they come together. Now, because it's the Two of Cups, because your question is very specifically about relationships, I would really like to say that that's what's going to happen, that you guys are going to find a balance to whatever the situation is that's going on. Because of the Three of Swords, though, I just wonder if there's something else, another personality involved in this situation that's going to keep it from balancing out easily. Now, by that, I don't mean that the other person is sort of cheating on you or that there's another person involved emotionally, but somebody seems to be, my sense of it is somebody seems to be bending that person's ear. And they got to get out of that. They got to get out of that, or you have to take your own lead and follow your own path away from this. Now, the reason I say that is because your third card, Suzanne, is the Page of Wands. Wands is about your personal energy. It's about how you move around on the planet, what you move, what you pick up, what you carry, all of these things. The Page of Wands is about knowledge. It's about gaining knowledge. It's about walking about to find knowledge. It's about the search for knowledge. It's about gaining discipline, becoming a disciple in some manner. And I'm not recommending that you find a guru or something to follow like that. I recommend that people become disciples of themselves more than anything else. But I think that for you personally, moving about a little bit and getting a different perspective, again, I think you're very close to the situation. You're one of the three swords in the heart here. And if you can remove yourself from the situation and get a clarity, what you might find, Suzanne, is that you're not that into the relationship anymore anyway. And you may find that there's some opportunities out there for you to grow, because Page of Wands really indicates growth potential for you as an individual. And this might be the opportunity that you want, but you don't know that you want it. It might be the thing that says, we're going to take you out of the situation so that you can see things but with a different perspective, that you have a broader vision, a higher vision of your life. And that may mean that you become a bigger person or a better person, and then you go back into the relationship because the person that is being the bonehead right now comes to their senses as well. And again, like with James, I think there's this little stuckness about your relationship, Suzanne.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, and you taking the action first, you instigating the change first, that's going to be to your benefit. Don't wait for something to break down to try to fix it. Get out and see.
Well, he won't even talk to me.
Well, then there you go. Get out and see what else is out there. Move about. I think that's the best thing for you at this point in time. And again, I think he's being a little bit of a bonehead about something that's probably ultimately fairly minor. But if he's not talking to you, you know, these are hard things. And in a 3-minute reading, it's really hard to just, 5-minute reading, it's just really hard to cover all of the points. We're going to have to kind of leave it at where it is right now, Suzanne. But for you, my strongest wish would be to get out, get a different perspective, learn a little bit more about yourself. Don't be defining yourself by somebody else's existence, okay?
There we go. And just a real quick follow-up. If you'd like to find out more or have more questions for Jeff, you can always email him at tarotjeff@gmail.com. You get a Rated G Radio introductory special, so make sure to take advantage of that. And let's get to our next caller here. And we've got Kimberly on the line. Kimberly, you are on with Tarot Jeff.
Hi, Tarot Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing well myself.
My question... Say again?
I say I'm doing well myself.
Oh, okay. Great. My question is about doing some inner work, and I just want to know from the cards and spirit, am I ready to be in a relationship?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I got to tell you, you got some amazing cards to come up, and I bet everybody that's called prior to this wishes that they had the second card that I drew for you. But before we get to that second card, we're going to talk about the first card. The first card is a major arcana, and this is about you as an individual. This is the Justice card, and the Justice card it can be a pretty strong card in a lot of ways in terms of physical things. But you're asking me very specifically about a spiritual path, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to read this Justice card in a slightly different way. I'm going to elevate it from physical justice, like legal matters, and I'm going to say it's about karmic law as well. And so when I see this card come up in a question like yours, this is my sense of it. My sense of it is that you are working very hard to balance something karmically, your karmic entity has really been kind of spun around, and now you're working hard to gain balance on that thing again. And right?
Yes.
And it's here. It's within your grasp. And part of it is just you accepting the idea that every action has an opposite and an equal reaction. And that's not just the physical law, it's the karmic law as well. It's an emotional, it's a mental, it's a social law. Every action having an opposite equal reaction is a karmic law as well. It's a law of the universe. It's a steady principle that applies to everything. What are you doing to create the opposite and equal reactions that you desire? And so the very first thing that I'm going to recommend to you is look at that. Kind of see, what is my action? What am I doing? What am I saying? What is in my heart? What is in my head? Am I using the I am terms? That's where you say, I am, and then you fill in the blank. You say, I am grateful. Well, then gratitude will come back to you. I am vital. Then vitality will be yours. And so that's how this works in this situation. Now, that's the Justice card. It's really important that you understand that you're already there. This card is there because you're already there, because you're already at that point of justice, that point of balance of karmic law within your life. From here on out, all you have to do is maintain that motion. Now, you asked very specifically about a relationship. Are you ready for a relationship? Your second card is also Major Arcana, and it's the Lover's card. Okay? You're not just ready. The Lover's card comes up, and it's not always about romance. It's about balanced, equal partnerships. And so it can be about business partnerships, but in your case, it's not. It's not. It's about a balanced, equal, loving relationship. And that's already in the works for you. If it hasn't, if you're not already in the beginnings of stages of this thing, it probably just isn't too far away. Now, it is contingent on you understanding that you yourself are already able to balance your karmic entity right now. And what you're looking for is somebody else who's already balanced. In other words, you don't need anybody, and they don't need anybody either. But when you get together, you're just a unit. You're just a complete, there's synergy that happens. And so it's not like you both need each other. It's that you both just exist together so well that you become blended. And you don't lose your identity, and the other person doesn't lose their identity. You become a new identity together. So it's very, very interesting how these cards are laying out for you. Now, your third card tonight is the Eight of Cups. Cups again. We haven't had a reading yet tonight that hasn't had the cups in it. Cups is all about your emotions, your heart. Eights are all about growth, expansion, and opportunity. So your question is, are you ready for a relationship? I would say this. I would say that that this relationship is just going to be so organic, you're not even going to understand that you're in the beginnings, that you're in the process. It's just going to start to exist for you. So it's not like you have to do a lot. You can't sit around your house watching old Gilligan's Island reruns and this relationship magically appears like that. You got to get out. You got to be places. You got to go to, but do things that you want to do. Don't do things like, oh, I think going here would be a good place to meet somebody. Do what you want to do. Do you want to go to the art museum? Go to the art museum. Do you want to go to a sporting event? Go to a sporting event. Do what you want to do. And just allow chance and opportunity to just allow karma to work for you, okay? Because karma's on your side. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank
good to hear from you again. And our next caller is going to be Anna. Anna, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It's fun to listen, and I really love your energy. It's just like clear and on. Feels good.
Well, thank you,
so,
Anna.
Yeah, you're welcome. My question is about a project, an invention that I'm working on, and I'm just wondering what you see, how it would unfold, and what I need to do, and whatever else you can tune in for me.
Wow. So, 5-minute reading with 3 cards. You want me to tell you all that?
Sure. You're pretty psychic. You can fill in the...
Yeah, here's what you get. I'm sorry, your name again?
Anna,
thank you very much. Anna, your first card here is the Hanged Man. It's a major arcana. The Hanged Man is always interesting because some people think that that's a guy being hung by his neck until he's dead, and that's not true. This is a guy who's hung himself up on a tree by one leg, and he did it on purpose. He's hanging himself by his own foot so that he can get a different perspective on it. He's getting a different point of view. He stepped away from everybody else and climbed this tree and purposely turned himself upside down to see how things really look from a different perspective. What I love about this card is that as he's hanging upside down, there's a halo around his head, as if he's done this and become enlightened, that he's had the next big idea. Now, you're talking about an invention here, and... Mm-hmm. So the Hanged Man having the next big idea, being a major arcana, and you having an invention, I got to say, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good card to come up in this situation. I think you got to be pretty happy about this card in terms of Willis' invention take off. Now, maybe you haven't built a better mousetrap. Maybe you haven't discovered the cure for cancer. Maybe it's something very simple. But in simplicity comes great change. And I think that you've got a really, really interesting... The energy about this is just very, very strong. And again, that Hanged Man, very powerful card. I rarely see this card come up when there's not some significant potential for big change in a person's life at this point in time. Now, what I want you to make sure that you do is make sure that you're getting multiple perspectives, that you're not following somebody else's plan, that you look at the situation very, very carefully as yourself, and then turn yourself upside down. Look for why it might not succeed. Look at the back end of things. See where the weaknesses are so that you can kind of have every base covered. My sense is that you've probably done that to a degree. Do it again. Just for fun, just do it again, double-check yourself. It's been a wacky year, and things like this have a tendency to kind of turn over on themselves and get stuck this year, the energy of the astrology and such this year. But I think that you're pretty balanced in how you're doing this. The reason I think that is that the Two of Wands comes up. Twos represent duality, polarization, but they also represent a balancing. The wand is your personal energy. And so that's my sense of you, is that you have a good balance of yourself. Twos are also kind of a beginning number. They represent a certain stability, but there's a lot of progress that to be made in the situation. So you still have a lot of your own energy that you're going to have to put into your project, and I think you're willing to do that, and I think that's the whole idea here. Now, the outcome card that we have here, the number three card, is the Queen of Pentacles. Queens are beautiful. Queens are, they're yin, they're inner truth. But queens are essentially, a good queen is a queen that is a person that will nurture her subjects. She's the ruler, but she rules not with law, not with discipline, but with nurturing energies. And so that's you. It's you as a nurturer of ideas, the nurturer of your new upcoming clientele, whoever you're going to sell this idea to.
But
more significantly about this card is it is the pentacles. Pentacles represent the things that are that represent you physically on the planet. So anything you could say my about, my car, my job, my clothes, my house, my career, my invention, my bank account. So those are all things that, that are represented by the pentacles. And a lot of times I try to shy away from reading pentacles as money, but it's pretty easy to read pentacles because sometimes they call them coins. Some tarot decks will actually call pentacles coins. And it's pretty easy to read it as money, and in this case, I think it's pretty apropos. So I think as you progress, there's a good opportunity for, I would even say a royal sum. We're talking about the Queen of Pentacles, so a royal sum of money. There's a very good opportunity for this. Now, none of this is etched in stone. It's all contingent on so many other things. And again, in a five-minute reading, it's a little hard to say, but I have a really strong, good feeling about this situation for you. And I think that proceeding apace is what I would say to you.
That's great. Yeah, and it's really right on because I approached one of these companies online that, you know, will take your invention and take it through the steps. And they came back and, you know, yes, that they were interested and that only 5% of what's presented to them even, you know, makes it that far because most of it is crazy. And, you know, and then the next step was they wanted, you know, like $1,300 to do a study on it and give it out to MIT or some other college company that they work with to do a background study, a market study on it. And I thought, you know, they're going to start milking me every step of the way and probably not a good idea. So I kind of like revamping of like how do I approach this? I mean, it's just at a very very beginning stage, and it's an idea that as a solution to my own needs that just doesn't exist out there, and it is and very simple, and it is a need.
That's how the great ideas start. Is somebody doesn't have something that they need, so they invent it.
So Anna, we're going to get to the next caller here.
Thank you so much.
We want you to
good luck
call back and let us know how it goes for you. When you make your first million, you know, let us know.
Okay.
All right. So you can call back like next month. So, you know, I'll put you in the fast track for a while. There we go.
All right, $1 million.
Thank
you.
It's yours. Thanks, Anna. Have a great night. Okay, we're going to try to get maybe one or two more calls in tonight. Our next call is going to be coming from Diamond. Diamond, you are live with Tarot Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm a first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How are you doing tonight, Diamond?
Very well, thank you.
Good. What's your concern tonight?
Well, my concern is on love. And really brief background, I've been divorced for several years, and I've done dating websites, going out, just meeting people, and nothing works. So I'm just wanting... Well, it's not just that, but even starts, they just fizzle out or, you know, it just seems odd to me. So I was wondering maybe energetically, am I blocking? Am I not open? Maybe if you can give me some insight as to what's going on.
Diamond, I'm going to tell you, you've got a good reading in front of you here. And it's not really about relationships. It really is about who you are and you recognizing this about yourself. And I think one of the things that happens in with people is that they become more concerned with how they appear to other people, and they try to make themselves attractive, and they try to, especially when you go on these dating websites and anything that you do on the internet, you're trying to make yourself appear in a certain way. And it's just hard to come across as genuine in those situations. And let me go through the cards with you, because this is really about you accepting yourself as a powerful person, as an authentic person. Not just accepting yourself as that, but starting to radiate that energy out. Now, your very first card is a major arcana, and it's the number one in the major in the deck, and it's the Magician. The Magician is creativity, it's showmanship, the ability to communicate in public. And this tells me a lot about you, because I think that you naturally present well in the public eye. And
that's true.
Yeah, when I say communicate in public, sometimes it means you're a Toastmasters expert, or you're an expert salesperson or something like that. That can be true, but that can also not be a genuine person. I think what you do is, I think when you meet people, when you're in line at the grocery store, when you're talking to somebody over the counter at Starbucks, I think people kind of just genuinely like you, because you're just being who you are. You're not putting anything on. You're not putting on airs. You're not trying to persuade them to anything. It's just who you are. There's this natural ability for you to communicate with people and to kind of touch them on a level that they don't, a personal level, not intimate, not heart, but to get at them and to care about them on a genuine level in a very short span of time and in a very short period of energy. So I think you've got that. I think you've got this thing going on. Now
I call it soul communication.
Yeah. And it's true. I mean, because you don't need to be everybody's best friend, but if you can talk to them like you are for 5 minutes, that's a rare treat. And that's we don't communicate like that anymore. We just don't. Now your second card here in that time is the Six of Pentacles. Pentacles again being how you are on the planet. My job, my car, my hair, my clothes. Sometimes you read this as money. I'm not reading this as money for you. I'm reading this as your entire physical life. And what I'm seeing here is that you've had to kind of restabilize your existence, your physical existence, that you had some rough spots, and now you've restabilized. Now you're kind of at a nice, even place, maybe not where you want to be, but it's balanced. It's not as rocky or shaky as it once was. And now you can kind of relax about that part of it, too. One thing that happens in relationships, in the search for relationships, is we kind of look for somebody to rescue us. Oh, I hope I find somebody with a lot of money. And that will always, always screw it up. Now, here's your third card. And I'm pushing my 5 minutes here with you. But here's your third card, and it's the Major Arcana. It's the Strength card. I love when my female clients get this card, because it is about a woman who is very strong. She's wearing a laurel wreath indicating that she's won contests. She's a beautiful feminine person. She has the infinity symbol above her head indicating she can do any darn thing that she wants to. She just has to put her heart and her head into the game and access that. Now, the most important thing, though, is at her feet is a lion, and based on what book you read, she's either petting the lion or she's holding the lion's mouth closed. Either way, anybody that can pet a lion, strong person, right?
Right.
If you can tame the lion, strong person. Diamond, this is you. You are the strong person. And my statement to you at the beginning is, this is about you recognizing this about yourself. Stop trying so hard on the relationship sector. Be who you are. Be yourself. Let people come to you, because that's what being attractive is all about. If you're attractive, people will come to you. magnets are attractive, metal comes to the magnet, right? So,
right.
So that's my advice to you tonight is be who you are. Be the attractive, strong person that you are. Don't make yourself weak. Don't make yourself, don't dumb yourself down.
Well, that's the thing.
I think I
know that about myself, that I am strong and all of those things, and I don't try to hide my light anymore. I'm out there, and that's just who I am, and I've accepted that.
Okay.
So sometimes I wonder.
This is real validation for you then, because if that's what's going on, then this is validation that to kind of keep that course going. Now again, we didn't get any cards really that indicate relationships here.
But I
got to say, I mean, there's value in a person like you. There's a great deal of value in a person like you. The problem is finding somebody who can afford you, okay? Because there's value in a Rolls Royce, too, but not many people can afford a Rolls Royce. And so
I've heard that
to,
analogy before,
and
what do I do with that?
Well, don't slap a VW sticker on a Rolls Royce, right? And so continue to be the person you are when the right person, when the person that can handle the responsibility of being with somebody like you comes along, you'll know it. You'll know it right away.
Mm.
And they're not there yet. Just on an intuitive basis, and again, I pushed my 5 minutes way past the limit here, but on an intuitive basis, Diamond, you've probably got another few months before you really meet the quality of person that there's some really, really odd energies out there right now, and everybody's just a little off balance. I think you've got a couple months to really meet that person of quality, and even then, it's not a guarantee that you're going to be in a romantic situation with them. But once you start to understand that, once you start to be there, once you become validated by somebody who is of the same vibration as you, then it opens up. Then you relax a little bit. Okay? So, yeah, keep being who you are, and honestly, don't ever stop that. No matter what's going on, don't ever stop being the strong person that you are. Your value.
Well, thank you. It's a little tough, but
So, all right.
I appreciate your reading. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Diamond. Good luck to you. Keep us posted on everything that's going on. Jeff, I know we're past the 8 o'clock, but could we maybe sneak in one more before we end the show tonight?
We can do that, Garrett.
Okay. And just as a real quick note for everybody we're not able to get to tonight, because the show, may show us 2 hours on your computer. It's really an hour show. Encourage you to reach out to Jeff if you'd like to schedule a private appointment or to simply have a more in-depth conversation than the 5 minutes allows for the time we have here tonight. You can do that by going to tarotjeff@gmail.com. Make sure to mention the Rated G Radio special, and you'll get a special discount on your introductory session. And our last call of the night is going to go to Deb. Deb, thank you for patiently waiting. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you, but welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm kind of torn between two issues I would like to know more on. One is I have a lot of friction at work with a coworker, and I was wondering what you see with that. And the other thing is I'm going on a trip here in a couple of days, and I would kind of like some insight on that, how that'll turn out.
All right. Well, those are two wide issues to handle in a 5 minute, 3 card reading. So let me give you some principles here, Deb. The first card you have here is the Five of Swords. Fives represent change. They represent travel. They represent movement. They represent tests, possibly conflict. So right now we've got two keywords in there, the conflict and the travel. Now, but what I like for you is I like the change part of it, and the swords represents your brain, how you think, your logic. And I think that the travel, as it happens, is going to help you to kind of get a different, it's going to help you change your mind about your conflicts at work, friction that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, sometimes people are just sticky people, and and I think that's what you've got going on. I think there's just something. Somebody's got something that they're trying to prove, and they've allowed their ego to get involved in it. What I'm going to recommend to you is make sure your ego is not involved in the situation. Make sure that you understand that in the bigger picture, so much of what happens at work just doesn't matter. Being truer to your higher self is always, always, always the best out in any kind of conflict situation. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to none of that stuff. Now your second
part. Yeah, try not to get pulled out or pulled into the drama.
Yeah, and it's tough because you're the thing is, being at work, you're at work more often than you're at home a lot of the times. You know, you're at work more often than you're at places that you want to be. Now here's your second card, and it's the Major Arcana, and it's the moon that comes up in a reading like this indicates spiritual insight. It indicates reflection of light into dark areas. Now, I think you're the bigger person in this conflict, and sometimes when I say those things, I never like to just stroke somebody. I never like to say, oh, you're so good to my client. But really when a card like this comes up, it indicates a very strong person who has good insight. And so that's what I think, Deb. I think you've got some good insight. Again, you're being blocked to utilize that insight in a way because there is this drama, because there is this oddness that this, somebody's trying to prove something that frankly just doesn't need to be proven. And if you're the bigger person, you can just let it go. Just like you be the stone in the water. Let the water flow around you. And, ultimately water smooths out a stone. So all of this friction, earlier Garrett and I were talking about crystals and we do polished stones and things like that. You don't get a polished stone without some kind of grit. It's got to tumble and then the true beauty shines out of some of these stones. So I think that's kind of your situation right now. That moon indicates your spiritual insight, your spiritual gift. So don't forget that about yourself. And part of that is breathe. So when the conflict comes, stop. Don't say anything. Don't feel the need to respond right away. Take a couple of deep breaths. And just remind yourself that this is a really big world, and whatever this conflict is about, it's just not worth it. It's not worth getting involved. Now, your third card tonight is the Eight of Pentacles. I like this card for you as the third card because it is about growth. It is about expansion. Eights represent this stuff. It's about opportunity. And Pentacles is about the physical things on the planet. It's about money in a sense. It's about how you trade and deal and acquire things. You're linking your question about your job and your question about travel. And I'm going to kind of go out on a little bit of a limb here. I'm pushing the intuition edge here with this card. And I'm going to say that I think that the travel could lead you to an opportunity of growth, either career-wise or, boy, I don't have anything else besides the career to go on right now. I think if we were doing a longer reading, we might be able to narrow that down. But really right now what we're looking at is your career. So I think this travel is going to give you an opportunity to get some perspective, to back off of things. How soon, when do you go on this trip?
I leave Thursday, and what I'm doing is I'm going to meet with a realtor, look at some houses, and for now it will just be like a second home, it's kind of a getaway.
That just makes so much sense to me, in the intuitive hit that I was getting. It just makes so much sense to me that you would be buying a property opportunity for some income. It just makes so much sense to me. I think that the Eight of Pentacles is so much about success in that regard. So go into that with just the strongest, most positive attitude that you can muster. Leave all of the stuff at work behind. You might even find two houses that you want to buy. You might find. I want you to be aware of this. If they show you what they call a Gemini home or a duplex, really, honestly, Deb, think strongly about doing something like that, because that's the strongest hit that I've got going on right now. So, all right?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
You keep us posted on that, okay? Post on the show, your Facebook page. If you buy a duplex, I want to know about it right away, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Deb.
All right. Thank you.
I sure appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for all the first-time callers tonight, if you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. A first-time caller, super thanks for your calls tonight. Jeff, we're at that time. I've overextended my use of you tonight, so I apologize for that, but I appreciate the extra couple of calls that you were able to sneak in. Do you have that last card for the listeners tonight so they can check that out on the Tarot Jeff Facebook page?
Garrett, I not only have a last card for listeners, what I did real quick was I drew, because Andy kind of got short shrift at the beginning of the episode. And Andy, if you're still listening out there, I'd really like you to call back next week. But I drew two extra cards for you, and I'm going to hit them real quick with Garrett's
cool.
Betcha. Andy, your first card was the Ace of Cups, starting something new emotionally. Your second card is the Magician. I kind of knew this about you right away, Andy, because you just had a strong sense of presence about you. And that Magician, that's the ability to communicate in public. It's creativity. It's showmanship. It's somebody who's got all the tricks and is good at it. And so I think that you are that person. I think that you present yourself well, and I think you got a lot of good tricks in your bag, and it's good. Now, your third card, Andy's third card, would be the Wheel of Fortune, another major arcana. So this was a really good reading for Andy. Hopefully she's still listening. And again, if not, man, Andy, please call back. I hope that somehow we can communicate with you on this. But that Wheel of Fortune card just says how things are turning around for you. Things are in motion. The world is going to appear very different in the next 12 months. And you've got some powerful, powerful energies around your life right now for positive, good change. You're ready for it. You're skilled at it. Might be a little scary at first. But success is almost guaranteed in this situation. She was asking about relationships very specifically. I think that we're looking at her life in general at this point. So that's Andy's relationship question. For everybody else, wow, this whole night was really about relationships in a lot of ways. And a lot of it was romance. We didn't have a lot of cards come up that we had one card came up, and it was the Lover's card, and everybody kind of wants that one, but we didn't get a lot of that just super positive, yes, go for it, you're going to all be happily ever aftering. It's not that energy in this world right now. It's not the energy for a lot of happily ever afting right now. It's an energy of what the heck did we just go through? It's the energy of rebalancing, and that's what we got again tonight. We had cups come up so often. The card for everybody tonight is the Six of Cups. Sixes, beautiful, beautiful number. It's the peace, reconciliation, sharing, and restabilization number. And the Cups is about emotions. And so everybody, especially on a day like today when we're honoring the veterans, the idea of peace is so close to a lot of people's hearts. We all have a little different way to get there sometimes, but really peaceful intention for everybody this week. If you send it out, you'll receive it back. And Six of Cups comes up. Everybody restabilize your lives. Everybody restabilize your heart. Step back from things that are bugging you. Step back from things that have hurt you. Understand that things change and people make mistakes. Holding on to stuff from the past, it just never works well for going forward into the future at that point in time. So Six of Cups is the card for everybody tonight, and we'll get that posted on the website sometime in the next 48 hours. But it's a beautiful, beautiful card. So thank you.
Awesome.
To
That's a great card.
Thank you to the audience tonight. We had some glitches tonight, and we got through it. Thank you, Garrett.
So my apologies to you, Jeff, for the confusion here. You know, and I'll tell you what, I get kind of like out on autopilot when I go and schedule the show, because every single show is individually scheduled. And so I kind of get into this rhythm and get everything going. And, you know, it's like, yep, click 2 hours. And then tonight, honestly, I was checking some of the comments on Facebook, and it was coming back saying, oh, yeah, your show with Tarot Jeff is live for 15 minutes. I'm like, No. It should be scheduled for 2 hours, you know, even though it's an hour show. And I go into the studio and I look as you're reading with Andy, and it's like, yeah, you've got 32 seconds left. And I'm like, holy cow, what are we going to do? So appreciate the extra courtesy
no
that you've extended tonight. So
No problem. Cool.
It's everybody, we'll see you next Tuesday.
About everybody else. You know?
What? Yeah.
It's always about the clients, right?
There we go. So everybody, come back tomorrow night. We've got a headline show tomorrow night. Thursday night we have Grammy-nominated singer Diana Barish, and then Friday night is the Friday Night Dance Party with William Taylor. He's got song compilations having to do with being a good friend, so I hope you'll tune in to that. And to everybody else, make tonight a great night, and we will see you live tomorrow night here on Rated G Radio. Take care, everybody. Thanks, Jeff. If I press the button, it'll go. Okay.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.